Blog Talk Radio.
And that's me, Chris Tompkins, the social media chef. Every week, we are bringing you, we serve you up a fresh episode of social media marketing and a little bit of recipes now and again. This show in particular is going to cover something that's very close to my heart, which sounds ridiculous because it's something that Facebook does. So obviously, there's a place in my heart for a Facebook application, which is ridiculous, but I digress. Today we're really going to focus on talking about Facebook pages. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. We'd love to hear your feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear in the future. We're always looking for new guests. We're always looking for show ideas, so please get in touch. Our main hub that you can find all this at is servedfreshmedia.com. That is our website that is packed with recipes, videos, audio, past audio from the show, lots and lots and lots of great content. We also have a free download spot there as well. We don't ask for any information. You click, you download, it's yours. No problem. Lots of free stuff on there you can just check out, and hopefully they'll give you some information that would be useful to apply to your business or to get your kitchen rocking and rolling. Also, you can connect with all of our different hubs of social media profiles. For example, there's Facebook, LinkedIn, Plaxo, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. They're all there. Click, request me as a friend, and we'll talk. Like I was saying before, if you have any suggestions or you actually want to be a guest, we're looking for guests for our 2011 shows. So if you are a chef or you are a marketing expert that you really think could bring something to the table in terms of helpful content for our listeners, please get in touch at info@servedfreshmedia.com, or you can contact us directly by going to servedfreshmedia.com and clicking on the contact tab, which is on the top right-hand corner of the page. All right, enough plugging. Let's go into this. It's really funny because I had a conversation the other day with a potential client for my social media marketing firm, Go Media, and we were really talking a lot about Facebook pages. And, you know, I've had a lot of conversations recently about Facebook pages, and, you know, I was just thinking, you know, this is a really great topic for me to cover on the show, because hopefully if we can just, I can tell you why they're valuable and then give you like 10 tips to get yours launched, set up, and really working effectively, then, you know, you can really start the year off with a bang. Now, first off, when you're talking about Facebook marketing, it's a decision that you have to make after checking out Facebook, understanding the medium, and really just deciding that, you know, we're going to go in and do some promotion for our company or our brand or our product or our service or what have you. So I'm going to gloss over that because if we spend all time and just you know, trying to describe if this is the right sort of vehicle for you, then we'll take up the whole show. That's another show entirely to see if Facebook's a good fit for you. What I want to focus on is what the value of Facebook pages are and what you can do to really get them rocking and rolling quickly. First off, what you want to think about is Facebook pages are for a brand, a person. For example, if you're a celebrity, you can have a Facebook page. If you are a motivational speaker, maybe you'd have a Facebook page for you, the motivational speaker. If you're going to be making money doing something, Facebook pages are wonderful. They're also great for charities. They also have Facebook causes for charities. But if you have a nonprofit, it's a really great way to get in front of your audience, what have you. But basically what we want to do is we want to think about it as your professional face on Facebook for your company. So that is a page. So not your profile. It has your picture and all the things that you've been doing and what you're interested in personally. The page is your professional outlook. So we'll get into this in more detail in the second half of the show, but I just wanted to set the playing field straight so we get the terminology straight, because I have had many conversations with many people where pages and profiles get mixed up and groups get thrown into the mix, and not so great. Okay, now we got that down. Let's talk about the wonders of Facebook pages. This makes me sound like a total nerd, but, you know, bear with me. Pages have really come into their own over the last year and a half. When I started using Facebook to market and just, you know, going around seeing the different tools that were available, the pages were one that I kind of always tended to ignore. Why? Because I had to go to the page to have an update. So if I wanted to learn, if I was a fan of Robert De Niro, I would have to go to the page and find the page and click on it and go there with intent to find out what's going on. I thought that that was just a little bit too much work. So I was focusing more on, you know, marketing using groups, which are fantastic and still very relevant. But pages have gone through this just complete overhaul. Now they look great, number one. But also, this is one of the advantages. If you like a page, which is pretty much, for example, you go to my page for my for the show on Facebook, the social media show, you go onto that page and you click like. That means that you are going to now receive updates on your news feed from the page. And also it's going to be added to your favorites if you want it or whatever, but I don't want to get too technical here. So what's going to happen is anytime you log on to Facebook, the first thing you see is your news feed. So many people, not all, but many, will go on to their news feed and read the stories. So if you like the social media shop, you go on to your news feed, you'll see our most recent update in your news feed. That's the beauty. You're actually getting in front of them more, which leads me to my first point. I think there's five reasons why you need Facebook pages. Now, the first one, I think, is absolutely branding. It's branding, it's branding, it's branding. It's a really wonderful way to introduce your company to the Facebook world in a way that people can interact with it, engage with it, learn from your content, give you feedback, and you'll be in front of them with your company logo that's going to be on there. We'll talk about that in part two. But it's a wonderful way to really gain a lot of brand visibility to markets that you usually don't have access to, as well as you can create a whole persona for your brand, which I'm sure you've done already, because if you've been in business for years, you know you have to have some sort of tone and personality to your brand. And if you don't, Facebook pages will help you develop that, because you don't want to use these pages to just say, sale, 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 click here, buy now, buy now. No one, you're going to be unliked very quickly. Now, the second thing is client/consumer communications. It's a wonderful way that in order for you to really get in front of your clients and your consumers. So you can invite them to connect with you online, and then you can keep them abreast of everything that's happening. And, for example, if you put out a post or an update to your page, maybe one of your clients will engage with that and say, make a comment about it. Maybe it's positive, maybe it's negative, but it's really useful feedback. Which brings me to point three. feedback. It is a wonderful place to get feedback. You can ask for it. You can ask right on that page for people to do certain things. You can point them to the discussions portion of your page, which we'll talk about in section two of this. You know, tell them to go and take a look. We're discussing this point. I really would love your vote. You know, you can get them action. You can get them active pretty much all over your page. You know, so feedback is another really, really wonderful thing that you can get. Going on to number four, the power of the newsfeed. For example, I had a client that really wanted to get some quick penetration and really get a lot of brand recognition fairly quickly. Well, what we did was we were working through her Facebook profile promoting her business, and we were working through the page to promote her business. Well, she had, I can't remember how many followers that we connected with her, like I would say 1,500. Well, every time she updates her profile page, which is her own profile and her picture and a nice little smile, that's going to get seen by 1,500 people. Now, will they engage with it, everyone? Maybe, yeah, probably not. But if it's really a great thing, then a large number will. But also, her page for her business had 800 fans. So not only is she getting, when she updates that, she's in front of 800 people. So if you think about it in this way, this newsfeed thing, that when you log on to Facebook, the first thing you see is what everyone's doing. If you are updating both of those accounts, for example, the profile and the page, two times a day, you're basically hitting 1,500. I mean, let's say, like, in her case, you're hitting 2,000 plus people four times a day, which is wonderful. Obviously, that's a very aggressive sort of campaign, and, you know, tread lightly when you're putting things like this together, because you don't want to turn people off. You want to engage with them rather than just push things down their throat. But this is just a really exaggerated case to show you really how much exposure that you can get. Okay, now here's my little segue here on today's episode of The Social Media Chef with me, Chris Tompkins. If you want to find out more about our show, be a guest, suggest a topic, or just, you know, download some really great free recipes, join us online at servefreshmedia.com or email us for more details at info@servefreshmedia.com. Here's my segue. Now, the best thing I think about Facebook pages is they don't cost a dime, okay? There are people out there that will pay, you can pay, developers, that will make your page look more like a website. I think they're great. I don't really see a need for them in many cases, because I think it's a little too much. But I think everyone has their different ideals. Every study that I've read has been non-conclusive of how effective that they are. But, for example, if I have a marketing budget of $1,000, I'm not going to throw it into developing a Facebook really zhuzhed up Facebook page that looks like a website. I put it into something else, because Facebook pages are free, and it's nice to actually try the free version before you want to really go into even Facebook advertising. So, with that said, we have this wonderful free tool, and all it takes now is the right steps to get it set up correctly. Okay? I'm going to give you 10 things that you should really do. Now, I'm not going to focus on where you're going to sign up for the page, how you're going to create the page. That's really basic stuff that Facebook has really wonderful information on, so I'd rather get to more nitty-gritty stuff that you can't find on Facebook, because I think that's going to really help you get the most out of your time setting up your page. So the first thing that I always suggest is, just once you have your page set up and it starts to ask you for information, let's work in a circle. I like to do that way. So I'll work counterclockwise, and the first thing that I see, number one, is your picture. Now, I always like to have the brand, the product, or the person. So whatever you are trying to promote. So when you find out, for example, let's go for me. My firm, Go Media, is a firm offering a product or service. So when I filled out my thing, it was product and service, the form. The thing, I know I'm being so wonderfully delicious with details here today. But but I was a product of service. So, but my product and service is pretty, it's intangible. I can't, there's no picture of it. I could obviously have people at a computer doing marketing or a logo of a Facebook or LinkedIn, or, but it just, that wouldn't really work. What I want is I want people to remember my logo, because that's what's going to get me brand recognition in the long run. So that's what I've used. For this radio show you're listening to now, it's the exact same thing. Now, how about if I wrote a book? Well, if I was promoting the book, I would put a picture of the cover of the book. If I were promoting a speaking tour connected with the book, that would maybe be a little different. It might be a picture of me holding the book. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you're selling preventative flashlights, or you're selling bath and body goods, so maybe some shampoo or soap or something like that, it's great to have a picture of the products, but you should also have the brand name somewhere, okay? Also, when you're doing this picture, understand that once you get that picture, it's going to become the icon. And the icon is the little square that anytime you post anything on that page, any updates, it's going to pop down there. Now, if it's a rectangular logo that you're putting up or a picture, it's going to cut it into a square. So make sure that it's a perfect square. And then, you know, you can play around with it. There's a great site if you don't have any image software. It's called Picnic. It's PICNIK.com. You don't have to join. Absolutely free. And that you can edit, crop, just basically all the things you can do with Photoshop, but very, very quick, very, very quickly. Do that. And pop it on there. You're ready to go. Now, that's the top left. The second thing you want to do is right below the your picture, your logo on the page, is this box, and it says write something about yourself or write something about your business or your page. That is your prime opportunity to put your contact information, the online point of sale link. Now, this is what you need to do. If you're going to put a link into that box, http://, before the www, you want to basically go to the page on your website that you want people to go to and copy it right from the browser window and paste it right into that box, because it has to be hyperlinked. If it's not, if you just put www, it won't work. So that's a really, really important point that I want to share with you. In that white box, put whatever you want. If you want people to call you, put your phone number. If you want them to go to your website, put that. You want them to join you on Twitter, put your Twitter, your link to your Twitter account. The world's your oyster there, you know? If you have a great testimonial that's fairly short because you don't have a lot of space in this box, pop it on there. Okay, but that's a really great thing. Also, the wonders of the Facebook page, you can change that every day. You can change that every minute. You can change it whenever you want. Nothing is written in stone on your Facebook page except for the name. So when you make the name, make sure that you got the right name going for you, because you're basically registering it. So you're not going to be able to rename it, unfortunately. Now, this is just so many details I'm throwing at you. So I hope you're sticking with me here, guys. Now, what I would say for number three is the info tab, okay? Now we're going on the top, so to the right of your picture. You'll see it'll say wall, and then info will be the next. On the info tab, I want you to put every piece of information that you possibly can about your business. Go to your website and cut and paste if you need to. But you want to have enough stuff on there that it's really explanatory, so there's no guessing. If there's links that you want to put on there, put the links in there. If it says websites, put every single link that you can to every single social media profile, your blog, your website, everything. I want you to spend a lot of time filling that out, and I want it packed with details. Pack it full of keywords. If you have a keyword list, for example, mine would be social media marketing, online marketing, email marketing, I will pack it on my info page, because that is another really great way to come up in search engines, meaning the Facebook search engine, of course. So really bump up that info. A lot of people I've seen in clients that I've had in the past that I've, you know, we've taken on their Facebook launch, they've really not put enough time into the info, and it looks, it'll be misspellings, or it's lowercase letters, or, you know, you've got to think of Facebook, if you're going to use it for business, think about it as, you know, your brand. It's an extension of your brand. So if it looks like the Little Rascals wrote your info tab, people aren't going to really trust you. I mean, especially if you're dealing with sales of if your product or service is over 1,000, you really need to watch your P's and Q's. That's another side note. Anyway, there's so much to tell you. I'm trying to like get this all out at one time, and my producer's already given me the high sign that I am running out of time. So we still have some time to go through everything else. Now, next is your photos tab. Now, this is my tip. I love this, especially if you have lots of products. Now, if you have lots of products, like, for example, for me, it's not so hot, so I don't do it. But, for example, say that I sold, okay, let's do bath and body products or health and beauty aids, something like that. Well, say I had a range of shampoos. Well, what I would do is I would create a photo album, and in that photo album, I put a picture of every single one of the products. The beauty of Facebook is that once you put that in there, you can put a caption. Well, in that caption, I would make sure to write a full description of what it was and a link to where they can purchase it. Do that for every single one of your products. So if you can group them into different groupings, for example, like if we're talking health and beauty, shampoos, nail varnishes, lip balms, body cream, that would be wonderful. Another really great one to have is anything that you've done charitable or anything that you've done, like any events that you've done, exhibitions that you've done for your company. This is another way of people to show that you're human and you're real. You're not just like a faceless entity. So this is a really great opportunity for you to get in there and show people what you're doing. If you have magazine covers that you've made or you have PDF articles of any press coverage that you have, you can upload it as a photo and create an album around press coverage. See, you see what I'm doing here? I'm actually building out the photos as if it was different web pages. You can pack them full of links. This does take a while. I'm not going to lie to you. That's why I know a lot of people have come to my firm to outsource this. But if you do have the time, it's a really wonderfully powerful thing to do. The photos I love. And also people love looking at photos. Anytime you upload a photo, it will publish it right to your wall, your page's wall, and your main page updates. When people click on that picture, they're immediately in the album. So they'll be able to see all the other pictures that they may have missed before. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Moving on. Now, discussions. Okay, this is where you should be getting some customer feedback, okay? If you want to start a discussion, you want people to actually discuss something, right? So find a topic that's directly related to your business. For example, we'll go with, with Go Media. If I wanted to get some consumer feedback, what I would do is I would start a discussion on Facebook gift cards. Now they're giving out Facebook gift cards where it's digital currency so you can play games and apply it to games. Well, I would make a discussion, well, do you think that that's going to lead to actually having to pay for your Facebook profiles or Facebook pages? Now, what that does is that helps me engage with my prospective customers and the people that are connected with me on my page, and they can and then get involved in conversations with other group members, which is also good. You can ask product. You can ask product-specific questions. Hey, if, for example, if I have M&Ms, what do you think about these new flavors of M&Ms? Which one's your favorite? Is it pretzel, or is it coconut, or whatever the heck other flavors that they have? It's a really great way of getting some feedback. But, of course, you have to tell them to go and look at it. They're not going to just immediately go there. So you can put a post saying, hey, check out our new discussion. We'd love you to weigh in. There's many different ways that you can do that. But the discussion tab is wonderful for feedback and to actually just get people moving, because sometimes you'll have a wonderful page and nothing's happening. Well, you gotta spike the activity, and discussions can definitely help that. Now, here's another little tip. If you have a blog, I mean, I know many people don't, but there are many people who do. If you have a blog, there is an application that you can get onto your page, and it's called Social RSS. This is a free thing that you can get on Facebook. You can just search it in the search tab, and it's an application or a page. There's two different ones. You want to choose to go to the application and download it. It'll ask you to access your personal information. If you're on Facebook, this is something that they're going to do a lot, so get used to it. If you feel comfortable, go forward. And then what you can do is you can literally put the RSS feed to your blog and connect it to your page. Now, let me tell you about this. Your blog should reflect the views and opinions of your firm, or just be your firm's blog. Okay, so if you're M&M's, then it has to be the M&M blog. It's not going to be Johnny Ransom with his blog on cakes or something. You know what I mean? You really want to have something that is really, really targeted. So once that happens, every day it will trawl through your blog to see if there's anything new. If it's new, it'll post it right to your page for you. I love that, and it does cut down on some time. But alternatively, you can just go on your page and promote your blog every day, anytime you have a new post, just manually. I like the social RSS because it kind of does help out if you're a little bit busy sometimes, but it's something that's an optional, but I do like it. Another one, number 7, is do not link your page to Twitter. I am such a firm believer. What happens is people get pages and they try to automate a lot of elements. So their page will update LinkedIn, and the Facebook will update Twitter, and then Twitter will update everything. Don't connect with Twitter on your page. Now, this is why. When you're using Twitter, and if you're just getting started or you've been using it for a while, you don't always remember to not send everything to Facebook. So what I mean by that is sometimes you'll retweet someone's post on Twitter, and if you do that, then it's going to go on your page, RT at Crisco Media, blah, blah, blah. It's going to look like a crazy language. Also, if you're going to talk to somebody and send them a message, say, at Crisco Media, love what you're doing, or I'll see you for dinner at 5, that's going to go to your page. And I'm telling you, where it works well, but when it doesn't work, it works horribly. So I would just skip it. I would just skip it altogether. A lot of people like doing it. I think that's great. But if people are seeing that you're only posting everything from Twitter onto your Facebook page, it just looks like you don't care about it. And you're not reading it, and you're just automated everything. Just giving you a heads up about that, because a lot of people like to do that. Now, the next one, 8, you want to share good content on this page. You want to share educational, engaging, and entertaining content. This means, if there's an article that you've read in USA Today online that relates directly to your business or industry that you think that your customers or prospective client base will be interested in reading, you can share the link. Share it right on there and say, I love this story. It really tells it like it is. Share it. If you see a video that's worthwhile, share it. If you've done a video, if you've done an event, if you've done a teleseminar, if you've done it's been written about in a magazine or a local newspaper, or you have a new advertising campaign that you want to just kind of, you know, throw out there for people to take a look at. All this stuff is great. What you don't want to do is call me for an order, call me for an order, call me for an order. You know, you don't want to really sell all the time, okay? Just be careful about that. The next thing I want to talk about is make sure that you suggest it to everybody. Now, there's a button underneath your picture that says suggest to friends. I usually, in batches of 100, will invite people to connect with the page if I think it's relevant to them. Once you invite people, you want to get your critical mass, which is a lot of people that are going to engage with your content and, you know, make you look like a credible source. For example, if you are a natural, natural hair care product and you have 2 fans on Facebook, I don't know if a lot of people are really going to grab you, but if you're getting higher numbers, that's a different story altogether. So suggest it to your friends, and actually get your friends and your colleagues to actually suggest it to their friends. You know, keep it going. You want to move this virally. The final thing that I want to say about the Facebook page is that you have to be consistently updating it. That means once a day, twice a day, you know, whatever you can manage, but do it on a consistent basis. Okay, I went through so many things there. I hope your heads haven't exploded and you're still with me. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. Please tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, the Social Media Chef. We go out every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week's show is going to be a little bit of a surprise, so you want to definitely tune in for that. In the meantime, thanks so much for joining me. This is Chris Tompkins, the Social Media Chef, and we will see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you at Wednesday at 1.